Okay, so we're reading, continuing the chapter entitled Instructing Spiritual Masters. And this has a subhead, the zigzag line of truth. I am not a servant of A, B, C, or D. I am a servant of Mahaprabhu. I may have to turn this way or that way, or whatever way will be favorable to reach my Lord. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke about this. Srila Govinda Maharaj spoke about it in paraphrasing or voicing the idea of Srila Sridhar Maharaj when it became apparent in that the successor Acharya of Gaudiya Math after Saraswati Thakur, the Acharya selected by a group of god brothers, was actually unsuitable for the position, had become engaged in an affair with some woman. I don't know the extent of the affair. The only thing we know is that some love letters were exchanged, and this Acharya, one letter signed by the Acharya was discovered and brought to the attention of the devotees of his mat, many of which were sannyasis of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and very prominent among them, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So when he found this, then he could no longer support that acharya, because, as Srila Govinda Maharaj says, it is not so much a problem for a Vaishnava, but it is a big problem for an acharya. It is a disqualification for an acharya. So, in speaking about this, then Srila Sridhar Maharaj said about this acharya, who was a god brother of his and who he had actually supported as the acharya following Srila Saraswati Thakur. So the Guru Maharaj decided, I am leaving him. I cannot support him. I'll have no part of this. And he also left his institution, that Gaudiya Math. At that time, it was Gaudiya Math. Later, it became known as Gaudiya Mission. Took the name Gaudiya Mission. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, I would not support him. And in explaining himself, Srila Govinda Maharaj explaining Srila Sridhar Maharaj's thought process. He, this Acharya, may be my worshipable friend. Why? Because he was a servant of Srila Saraswati Thakur and had shown himself to be a good servant of Srila Saraswati Thakur. It was on that basis that Srila Sridhar Maharaj thought he will be the proper person to be Acharya after Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Why? Because he was supposed to be able to represent Siddhanta. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj noted, and perhaps others noted as well, that which way Guru Maharaj would go, in other words, which direction Srila Saraswati Thakur's lectures were going. Anantavasudev, his name, Prabhu Anantavasudev, he could understand, and he would supply the verse, the Sanskrit verse from the scriptures for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to use to elucidate his points. So Srila Shudra Maharaj took that as an indication. Oh, he knows which way our Guru Maharaj is going. And another thing, Srila Shudra Maharaj mentioned why he thought that this person should be Acharya, is that he could draw new light from the scriptures. That he Srila Shudra Maharaj was thinking it's not so important anyone's qualification in terms of his appearance, his looks, whether he is an has attractive features or not, or anything of that nature, or that he be a good manager or something. He was thinking the acharya must be someone who can give meaning to the scriptures, elaborate upon the meaning of the scriptures, and show new things that yet unnoticed in the scriptures. So he saw Anantavasudeva as one who fulfilled that very well. He was, Srila Shridhar Maharaj thought, best amongst those who were delivering the Siddhanta of Srila Saraswati Thakur. But achar and prachar, prachar alone, the ability to preach and present Krishna consciousness on the basis of scriptural knowledge, or even this sort of analytical study of the scriptures, which anyone analyzing the scriptures who is an intelligent person will be able to point out interesting, relevant, and points of for discussion and so forth. But that's good, but it may be a function of intellect and not adhikar, not spiritual position. That's entirely possible. Not only possible, we see that it is the case. So, very difficult to understand actually who is proper representative of Krishna, because every qualification that one may have, be it prachar or achar means behavior. So not only someone must be able to present the scriptures, the conclusion of the scriptures, the actual standard is an acharya must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures. Not that he can just present it, that he has realized it. That's the qualification. And achar, then he must behave as one who has realized the conclusions. So he will not behave in ways that are contradictory to the scriptural injunctions, to the scriptures, for an acharya. So, unfortunately, this, fortunately, unfortunately, who can say? It is Krishna's will. But this acharya, so-called acharya, we can say, because he was not real acharya. Guru is not guru who leaves the position of guru. Someone who is seen to fall from the position of guru, then he was not guru, because guru does not fall. Who falls, he is not guru. He may show some qualities, but he is not guru proper. Guru is self-realized soul, not a pretender. So, Srila Shridhar Maharaj could not leave Anantavasudeva, Prabhu Anantavasudeva, abruptly, or he could leave abruptly, but he could not leave him entirely. He left his association, and as Srila Govindamar says, he led the revolt against him. led the revolt meant Srila Sridhar Maharaj was responsible for those others who left the so-called Gaudiya Math at that time under the acharyaship of Prabhu Ananta Vasudeva. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj could not leave him completely because he thought he is a servitor of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This unfortunate thing has occurred, and because of that, I cannot support him as acharya, but also I cannot think that he is not really one of the eternal servitors of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he's seen how he has served his divine grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur during the lifetime of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He did much service. Others also. One who has shown that sort of service to the guru. Oh, Leela, actually, this curtain should be removed. I forgot. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. There, now you can offer obeisances. So I was trying to explain a little bit yesterday. I didn't actually get to fill out the point so much. Hey. I was talking about some of the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He had many disciples, thousands of disciples, and I alluded to the fact that some have gone away. Some, they have left the ashram of sannyas or brahmachari or grihastha, and they are, some may return to their previous religion, some may return to their previous lifestyle, the things that are not compatible with the teachings of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are not part of his eternal serving group. They may be. They may still be. But for the time being, they are showing something different. But this time being is a very short time. Eternal serving group means, you know, infinite time, and a few years, even a few lifetimes is nothing in comparison to that. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, his view was that this man, because he was an offender to Saraswati, he became an offender, the disciple became an offender to his guru. Not because he disgraced the seat of Acharya, but because he began to preach against the Siddhanta of his guru. You see, when Matirna Krishne Paratakshvatova Mitobi Padyeta Grihavratanam Adanta Gobir Vishatang Tamishram Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam. When material interest becomes prominent, even in a devotee, it may become prominent in someone who is otherwise engaged in the process of devotional service. If material interest becomes prominent, then it clouds, it distorts, everything becomes distorted. His thinking, his reason, his consciousness, first it is the consciousness itself, becomes covered again. the consciousness that was clear, under the guidance of, under the direct guidance of his guru. When the guru disappears, then the cloud that was cleared by the guru sun may come again to cover the disciple. Still, it doesn't mean the disciple didn't make progress while the clouds were removed and while the sun was present. And nehabi kramo nasyosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya. Whatever advancement one makes, whatever progress one makes, it's not lost. Srila Sridhar Maharaj indicated that even where there is offense, an offense to the Vaishnava, to the guru, then still there may be hope for that person, because the guru is very merciful, and especially to his disciples. Guru knows disciple means child, actually. And I think I heard Srila Govinda Maharaj say something like, it was related to something a little bit different, but it's still a good analogy. The child may, in the arms of its mother, may pass stool and urine. But the mother doesn't throw away the child. The mother still takes care of the child, still loves the child, still nurtures the child, and tolerates these things. So, guru means father, spiritual father, and disciple means spiritual child. Disciple can do so many things like that. Can make so much mess. But that doesn't mean that the guru abandons the child, his disciple. No. Because paraduka duki. He is very merciful to the fallen, most merciful, very magnanimous. So that was the view that Srila Sridhar Maharaj took in relation to Prabhu Ananta Vasudev. And I am saying Prabhu Ananta Vasudev because that is the terminology adopted by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Prabhu because he is the eternal servitor of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So for some years, for some lifetime, for some lifetimes, he may have to suffer for making offense to his guru. But still, that is temporary. Because he is really the servant of Saraswati Thakur, then sometime in the future, must return to the service of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So my point I was trying to make, I didn't make it so well yesterday, that I think is a good outlook in general for the disciples of our gurus. And so Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he named some gurus. They could not hold the position of guru. And he made sannyasis, and they could not maintain the position of sannyas. And he made brahmacharis, and they could not maintain the position of brahmachari. And he made grihastas, and they could not maintain the position of grihasta. They could not be grihasta. They could not be brahmachari. They could not be really sannyasi. Because like the other things, one who is really sannyasi, he doesn't leave the position. No need. So, that doesn't mean they have left the serving group of their guru. They will come back if they have gone away, or they will continue from a different position. And their guru, unless there's some unusual circumstance, guru will be very merciful. And guru doesn't mean only one personality either. Guru means Krishna. Krishna is merciful. Well, by the grace of Krishna, one gets guru. By the grace of guru, one gets Krishna. Both are very merciful. Guru is more, is the merciful aspect of Krishna, most merciful. So, because of his regard for Ananta Vasudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, speaking in the voice of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, said, he may be my worshipable friend. Ananta Vasudev may be my worshipable friend. But as Srila Sridhara Maharaj is saying here, I am not a servant of A, B, C, or D. I am a servant of Mahaprabhu. And that's what Srila Govinda Maharaj said next. He may be my worshipable friend, but I did not come out from my previous life for him, for Ananta Vasudeva. I did not take sannyas for him. I came out and I took up the cause of Mahaprabhu for my worshipable guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is the one I'm serving. And for Mahaprabhu, he is the one I'm serving. So, Srila Sridhara Maharaj is pointing out here for our benefit, for us to know, for us to remember this point. I am not a servant of A, B, C, or D. I am a servant of Mahaprabhu. So, if A, B, C, or I may be a servant of A, B, C, or D, but if they show that they are really not the proper servant of Mahaprabhu, then I must continue as a proper servant of Mahaprabhu. That's who I am serving. And he goes on to say, I may have to turn this way or that way, or whatever way will be favorable to reach my Lord. Wherever I feel the presence of my Lord in an intense form, I must be attracted to that side. We are out for that thing and not for any fashion or formality that will hamper our cause. Another thing Srila Sridhara Maharaj said, I did not join for the glamour of Gaudiya Math. I did not come because they have marble temples or some grand sort of worship of the deity or something of that nature. I did not come out attracted by the grandeur of Gaudiya Math. He came for the conception that was being preached by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that is first consideration. The proper conception of Krishna consciousness is that we want our guru, who is presenting the real conception of Krishna consciousness and who represents that conception. Prani, Hare Krishna. Half an hour after this class, I'll remember the verse. Let's see. Tadvidhi pranipat. There we go. Tadvidhi pranipatena, pariprashnena sevaya, upadekshanti te gyanam, gyaninas tattva darshanam. Someone was inquiring for me about initiation. What was required for initiation? And I had to wonder, oh, does he want to know how easy it can be? Is that why he's asking the question? What, and he mentioned, oh, I've heard that so and such regulations must be followed, you know. Do you also require those regulations? And I'm not saying this is the case, but it could be the case, maybe not with this person, with some person, that they're looking, shopping, well, where is the guru that will make it the easiest for me? Right? If some guru requires five regulative principles be followed, is there a guru that would only require four or three or two or one or none? Then it'll be easier to follow that guru, right? Who doesn't have so many requirements. It'll be easier. So then, if one is looking for an easy way to accept a guru, then he can accept a guru that way. But that will not help anyone. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanam. Jnaninas tattva darshanam is the only thing who has realized the truth. That's the only thing we should be looking for in a guru. Has he realized the absolute truth, the supreme truth? Is he representing that truth? So, we don't want any other kind of guru but that. And as in the case of Narottam Das Thakur, he was sent by Mahaprabhu to take initiation from Lokanath Das. And Lokanath Das had already decided, I am not accepting any disciples. That was Lokanath Das had taken a vow. He will not take any and accept any disciples. And here comes Narottam Das. Well, please accept me as your disciple. No. Then Narottam Das, then did he go guru shopping? Thinking, oh, well, okay, he said, no, I did my job. Mahaprabhu told me to take initiation from him. My job is finished now. I asked him and he refused. No, that was not the attitude of Narottam Das. He asked again, oh, Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, Lokanath Das Goswami, please accept me as your disciple. I am in need of a guru. And Govinda Maharaj said, and Lokanath said, and Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent me, he's the one who told me to take initiation from you. So I think you must accept it. You must accept me because Mahaprabhu said. So then did Lokanath then accept Narottam? No. Very good. No, he did not. Oh, Mahaprabhu may have told you that. He didn't tell me that. So you may be saying that, but Mahaprabhu, he didn't give me that instruction. And Govinda Maharaj said, so if someone may come to me and say, oh, Mahaprabhu, Govinda Maharaj, Mahaprabhu appeared to me in a dream and he told me that you should give me 1,000 rupees. Then Govinda Maharaj says, shall he give that 1,000 rupees to this man? No. Govinda Maharaj said, well, if Mahaprabhu wants me to give you 1,000 rupees, then he will appear to me and tell me to do it, to give that to you. Common sense, very easy, understandable thing. So, no. Lokanath did not accept Narottam on that basis. And again, Narottam tried. And again, And Governor Maharaj says 17 times he approached Narottam Das Thakur, approached Lokanath Goswami, please accept me as your disciple. Please, please accept me. You must be my guru. I must have you as my guru, no one else. But he would not accept him. And then finally, Narottam took some extreme measure. He thought, if I do some seva, then maybe he will have some appreciation and he will accept me then. If I can do some seva for Lokanath Das Goswami. But it so happened that Lokanath Das Goswami, not only he would not accept disciples, he would not accept anyone's seva either. Govinda Maharaj said, He would not even allow someone to bring him a glass of water. He would get his own water. If he wanted water, he would get it himself. He would not take seva from anyone. So then what is Narottam to do? Narottam found that there is some place where Lokanath is going to pass stool every day. In India, in third world country. All right. Calm down. People, pass in the field, in the forest or something. There's no, there may not be latrine, or there may be latrine. At any rate, wherever it was that Lokanath was passing stool, Narottam was cleaning that place, removing the stool and making it a clean place. And Govinda Maharaj said, Then Lokanath, noticing this, could not help but notice. And he's wondering, oh, maybe the hogs or the pigs are coming or something, and they're having their breakfast. That's my idea, not Govinda Maharaj's, but the hogs, they eat stool. So maybe they're there. They've come. They had their meal. So, but he's curious, and then he's wondering what's going on. And then somehow, it comes to his attention that Narottam Das Thakur has been doing this seva for some time, cleaning the latrine, let's say. And Lokanath asks, why you're doing this? And Narottam said, you will not give any seva to me, but I have accepted you already as my guru, and I must do seva for you. This is what I could find to do, so I'm doing this. And Lokanath was moved by the sincerity of Narottam Das Thakur, and then accepted him as his one disciple, Narottam. So, this is the way to make progress in Krishna consciousness. Not to look for the easy way, but to look for the real way. What is the substantial way? What is the way which is going to help me? And as I've said, noted many times, Govinda Maharaj said, sadhana means to do that which one does not want to do. But that's how we make progress, through sadhana, through the process of sadhana bhakti, following some guidelines, some rules, regulations, some instructions from our guru. By following those instructions, we make progress. We don't make progress without any instruction. If we knew how to make progress without instruction, then we wouldn't need guru, right? Very simple. So we can't make progress without receiving instruction, and we can't be disciple without discipline. Then there must be some chastisement, some correction for our development, for our improvement. So we want a guru who will not accept us as nonsense. We don't want a guru who will say, whatever nonsense you do, I accept it. No, we want a guru who will tell us, well, you're doing nonsense. Stop it. Right? You have misunderstood what your idea of Krishna consciousness, you've understood it wrongly. This is what it is. Understand it this way. Kindness is not to spare the rod and spoil the child. That's not kindness. Kindness is not to spoil the child. Kindness is to correct the child so that the child will learn to be a good human being. Prabhu, could you see what time it is? Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mame Kang Sharanang Vraja. Okay. Wherever we. Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mame Kang Sharanang Vraja. Wherever we shall find him, we must run in that direction. The direction may not be always straight. It may go in a zigzag way. But if Krishna comes from that side, I must run there. Again, if he appears on this side, I must run to this side. My interest is with him. Not that we can challenge, why did Krishna appear here and why is he appearing there? That may be a doubtful thing, so I must stay on this side. No, we can't decide, oh, the only Krishna I will follow is the one who walks in a straight line. Now, if Krishna shows himself to our left, we'll run to the left. If he then shows himself to the right, we run to the right. If he shows himself in front, we run ahead. And if he shows he is behind, then we run back. We are seekers of Krishna. So the Goswamis, Srila Swami Maharaj was talking about their attitude, always searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Is he over here? Is he by this place or that place? And Mahaprabhu, he and the mood of a devotee showing the same thing. No, if I have genuine appreciation for the real thing, the proper thing, I must go to that side, the side of Krishna. If I am blind, that is another case. Then I must have to suffer for my inability. Though we have to have some idea what Krishna is in order to seek him and to follow him. Must have some idea, like gold. If one wants to purchase gold, he must have some way of distinguishing what is gold and what is fake, fakery, what is something false. So if I'm blind, that is another case, then I must have to suffer for my inability. But if anyone has the ability to understand things properly, he will run wherever he finds help. If a man in a boat is passing through the current and finds himself in danger, then from whatever side help may come, he must turn to that side. If we are worshippers of Shiva, when we understand the special superiority of Narayan, should we stick to Shiva? Well, many do. Worshippers of Lord Shiva are instructed how Narayan, to understand that Narayan is superior to Lord Shiva. But they don't want to accept it. And if we are worshippers of Narayan and are shown the superiority of Krishna, should we stick to our Narayan worship? And then should we not try to go from Krishna's Bhagavad Gita to Srimad Bhagavatam? One may think, I have read the Bhagavad Gita. I like the Krishna who is the speaker of the Gita. Then when the Srimad Bhagavatam is given to us, should we stick to that Gita Krishna? Or should we try to go to the Krishna given in Srimad Bhagavatam? The Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam is a more complete Krishna. Higher, better understanding of Krishna is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, shall we not give attention to that? Srila Sridhar Maharaj goes on, if we have our interest in Krishna, we must run to his side wherever he appears. So then I'll continue that a little bit. So what about the Krishna of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Shall we stick to the Krishna of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam? Or shall we run to the Krishna revealed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, the story is told of how Gopakumar, by chanting the Gopal mantra, gradually leaves one stage and progresses to the next. There, the gradation of devotion is traced from the Karmakanda Brahman to a devotee king, then to Indra, a demigod, then to Brahma, then to Shiva, from him to Prahlad, then to Hanuman, then the Pandavas, then to the Yadavas, to Uddhava, and finally to the gopis. In this zigzag way he is passing. In the sincerity of his quest, his thirst is not being quenched. He is going from this side to that side and going up. So all of them have their guru parampara. There is Prahlad's guru parampara, Hanuman's guru parampara, the Pandavas' guru parampara, Mahadev's guru parampara. They have their own guru parampara. Brahma and Mahadev are gurus themselves. They are the creators of their own lines of guru parampara. But Gopakumar passes them also. He leaves the conception of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Why? His thirst is not quenched until he goes to Vrindavan. So the Brihat Bhagavatamrita has shown us the line of Guru Parampara, or the real line of our quest, of our search. If we are sincerely searching after real truth, then wherever we go may be a contribution to our experience for further preaching in the future. So there's another thing. Sometimes it may happen that one accepts a guru, even he may be Mahadev or Lord Brahma. What to speak of someone that is accepted as guru and shows that he is not to the standard. Not to the standard means he cannot really help us properly in our development. Or he may apparently be on at the proper standard, but then later it's seen that he is not. He has fallen or whatever, leaving that position. Are we the loser if we recognize that and accept someone of a higher standard? No, we're not the loser. Wherever we go may be a contribution to our experience. So if one accepts Mahadev as his guru, or Brahma, or someone in the line of Mahadev or Brahma, and then finds, the line of Mahaprabhu is superior, Has he lost anything? No, he's gained some experience. This is not what I'm searching. I'm searching for something else. And finding that something else follows that, then his progress continues. His progress is not halted by some disappointment. Any more than if we trip and fall, we can get up and go on. If we go somewhere hoping with all sincerity that our thirst may be quenched there, but find that it is not quenched, and feel some uneasiness, then by the grace of the Lord, a connection with higher truth will come. And we will go somewhere else, thinking that there our thirst will be quenched. Gradually we will again find dissatisfaction, the need for something higher, and again we will progress further. In this way we may cross many guru paramparas before ultimately attaining the Vraja Leela of Krishna as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not interested in fashion or form. If we want the real truth, then wherever it will be found, we must accept it. Mahaprabhu says, Kiba vipra, kiba nyasi, shudra kene nai, ye Krishna tattva veta, se guru hoy. Anyone, regardless of caste or social position, may become guru if he knows the science of Krishna. Sometimes the father may not be our guardian. Our uncle may be our guide and not the father. It is possible. The line of interest is to be considered the most important. So our line is the Shiksha Guru Parampara. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Any questions? Simply allow Krishna to enter your heart, and he will then take everything for himself. It is his property, and he will take it. The sincere heart will serve Krishna, Guru, and Krishna, depending on the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. We will be guided. No fear for us. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Krishna is not enemy to us. He is our dearmost friend. If we search for our dearmost friend, he will certainly give us the clues to find him. Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Sri Guru Granga Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakak Shirar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribol, Gaur Haribol.